We evaluate ourselves every day here on this program. I don't know who we can compare ourselves to, but we evaluate ourselves each day on this very program. Welcome, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer. It is gym class coming away for a Thursday. Another hot one and a breezy one outside. And please hydrate. In fact, if you're on your way to Iowa City on Saturday night, the Water Monster stations will be out there. And same rules apply to the North Texas game that will apply to the game against Penn State coming up on Saturday night. And you can take in some plastic water bottles. You can also purchase water at a reduced price on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. Of course, we've got the pre- and post-game show coming your way live from Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Myself, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, Todd will join us from Kinnick Stadium on the pre-game show, and then we will have two of us, and Kyle Mann will be there as well for the post-game coming up as soon as the game is done on Saturday evening. But that is Saturday. We need to talk about things going on in the Big Ten right now, Mark, and somebody had to take the fall. Somebody had to take the fall and fall on the sword in Lincoln. And I guess we now know who that someone is. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst out at Nebraska. He was axed today. Nebraska football team 1-2 after last week's loss to Northern Illinois at home. And Eichhorst was brought in. Well, first of all, he fired Bo Pelini.
Yes, he did.
And at the time made some comments about had to look at where that football program stood in relationship to Iowa. So he brought in Mike Riley. And since Pelini's firing, Nebraska is 16-14. Iowa's 23-8.
Doesn't take a genius to figure out that's a plus six in the column for the Hawkeyes. Yeah, his quote was, in the final analysis, I had to evaluate where Iowa was. And that is a famous, and that stuck with Iowans a little bit. Right now, with Sean Eichhorst out, he will be paid the remainder of his contract. So right now, the University of Nebraska is paying $2.4 million for Bo Pelini and Sean Eichhorst to be anywhere else in the world other than Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, if I'm Mike Riley, I'm walking. Yeah, how long is Mike Riley long for in Lincoln?
Well, it depends on what they do there the rest of the year. You would assume that Nebraska is going to beat Rutgers on Saturday. I mean, that's a game we'll pick on the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six later on in the program. Yeah, you bet Rutgers is licking their chops.
Yeah. Man, yes. And in that same vein, how long is Tim Miles going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah, the basketball team hasn't done anything either.
No, they haven't. They jumped on the radar a couple years ago. And I believe that was the 14-15 season. It was right in that area anyway. Made the NCAA tournament. In the last 2 years, they have really fallen.
That's when they had Petaway. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true, and so that program has fallen off the wayside. And they got a brand new arena that they're trying to put butts in, and maybe this was what put it over the top, the final straw that broke the camel's back as far as Sean Eichhorst is concerned. Apparently, there are still tickets remaining for Nebraska-Rutgers coming up this Saturday, so that long, long, long vaunted streak of sellouts at Memorial Stadium may come to an end this Saturday.
Tickets still available for Iowa Penn State Saturday night as well, about 4,000.
True. True. You got an extra 95 to plop down. You can purchase.
Well, there was a long, very good discussion on the Todd Brommelkamp show yesterday about that, and I don't want to repeat any of that, but I don't know if it's a sign of the times or just one instance or what, but that's not good when you can't fill your stadium, even when a top five team in the country comes visiting.
I do think it's on both sides of the coin right there. I do think it's a sign of the times. Let's face it. You take a look at the National Football League, and even outside of the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers not drawing flies. NFL attendance is down. And when you charge one, for all of the reasons that, yeah, ticket prices are around, you know, nearing $100 for the cheapest ticket you can get, Chargers $100 to park. You haven't even gotten into the stadium yet, and you've dropped, if you have a family of four, you're dropped already $500.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why people don't go. There's so many choices now of what people can do, and a lot of those are in the comfort of their own home. And then you get into the, especially as far as the NFL, you get into the situation of there are a lot of ding-a-lings out there that go to games. And you don't know who you're going to be sitting by. And if you take young kids, whatever the case may be, you probably don't want them to be in that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not only college, it's not pro. There are a lot of stadiums that aren't selling out right now.
In regards to Nebraska, too, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I-Course gave Mike Riley an extension on his contract about 10 days ago.
I believe so.
And extended Riley through 2020. Then what does he do? And Riley goes out and loses to Northern Illinois. It's not a good reflection on I-Course, and I think Nebraska folks recognize that.
Maybe another straw that broke the camel's back. What do you think out there? I know there are a lot of Big Red fans out there. Good, bad, and you got to have an opinion on it. 319-366-1600, the phone line. That is also the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600.
David in Hudson, has Riley started packing his bags yet?
I think he better. And I think Tim Miles is going to be out. Nebraska, you're right in the middle of a season right now. You're right in the middle of a school year. There's going to be somebody's got to step in and be the interim athletic director. I don't think Tom Osborne can do it again, but you never know how it all plays out. Tom Osborne is a god in the state of Nebraska, and maybe he will be called upon, and I think if he is asked, he probably will fill that vacancy until they can find another athletic director. Already, names are being bantered about. Did see one particular, and again, who knows how this situation goes. I did see one that included Jamie Pollard's name on there. And I think Nebraska could do a lot worse than Jamie Pollard as their athletic director. I think he'd do a good job, but I don't think Jamie's leaving Ames anytime soon. I really don't. The names will be bantered about.
Is that a better job than Iowa State?
So which fan base would you like me to make really angry, Mark?
I want you to answer the question. The football program at Nebraska's has much more tradition than Iowa State, but has only been, you know, slightly better at 16-14, as I outlined the last, you know, a couple, 3 years. And the basketball team at Iowa State is far superior to Nebraska.
Far superior. Far superior. Right.
Can't compare baseball programs.
No.
Because Iowa State doesn't have one.
Lincoln, much bigger. I think you've got to say yes. I think overall, top to bottom, with everything taking into consideration, yes, Nebraska is better than Iowa State. And don't, Iowa State fans, Matt, everybody, Cyclone Tim, don't get on me. I think you would have to agree on that as well.
With all the commitment Iowa State has made to its facilities and whatnot, the success, I think Matt Campbell's going to have success, the basketball program under Hoiberg and Prohm have done terrific things.
Yeah, I'm not saying Iowa State's a bad job
or
anything.
You do have a nice living and a nice career in Ames.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think Jamie Pollard's going to be leaving anytime soon. I think he's put down roots in Ames, and I think he's going to be there. His son is on the cross-country team, top runner for the Iowa State men's cross-country team. I don't think Jamie Pollard's going anywhere.
The seat is already warm in Nebraska when you get there.
Absolutely.
It depends on how hot it gets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 319-366-1600. Let us know what you think out there. And we're going to talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit. We've got NFL football coming your way tonight for you at 7 o'clock here on KGYM. 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. You will get the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. There is, again, speculation out there that if things don't turn for the 49ers in a positive direction, You could see one C.J. Beathard under center tonight for the San Francisco 49ers.
There's a couple reports on social media that Beathard was going to get the starting nod tonight, but I think those are rogue sources, should we say. No indication officially that's going to be the case. Poll question at KGYMRadio.com today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What is Sean Eichhorst evaluating today? Two choices, where Iowa is or something else. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And I don't think there's any Nebraska fans at Emil's, at least those in charge.
Yes, Todd, that may be your best work yet, as far as that poll question today is concerned. So go ahead and vote, kgymradio.com. So at any rate, Nebraska looking for a new athletic director out there. We also have baseball tonight. We'll join Twins and the Tigers in progress tonight at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5 FM coming your way tonight after the Twins got swept but only lost a half a game in the Bronx.
Yeah, good and bad news scenario there. The Twins need to make some hay against Detroit because a three-game series at Cleveland looms at the back end of this 10-day road trip before the Twins conclude at home against said Tigers. Two afternoon games. The Dodgers, some reason, struggling against the Phillies in that series, but leading right now 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. The Angels in Cleveland just getting underway. The Indians looking for a sweep against the Angels. One of the big games tonight. You mentioned the Twins and Tigers. Certainly the Cubs and Brewers squaring off in the first game of that series.
Four-gamer, and that will be up at Miller Park. And I'm interested to see how the attendance is up there. If the West, usually when the Cubs go to Milwaukee, it's half or more Cub fans up there. I want to see if the Brewer fans are going to buy into this team with a week and a half left. This is the biggest series the Milwaukee Brewers have played in a
long time.
How many years? How many seasons? I mean, it's been a long time since Milwaukee has had this big of a series. And obviously the Cubs have the experience factor behind them, and Jake Arrieta coming back from the disabled list, he is going to be on the mound tonight for Chicago. Things did not go well for John Lester last night.
No, he struggled his last three or four outings. But in regards to Milwaukee, they're only one game out of the wild card.
Yeah, that is true.
Behind Colorado. Arizona would seem to have locked up that first position, but Colorado, Milwaukee, St. Louis, all right in it. And I would agree, it's one of the bigger series Milwaukee has had in some years.
And then Cardinals are only three out of the wild card. Hard to believe.
Two and a half,
at this point.
Yeah.
Two and a half now.
Yeah.
Two and a half now. So, wild card in the American League and the National League is going to go right down to the wire, and that's fun. And that National League Central, Boston got in last night. They're in as either the American League East champion or as a wild card. So, the Red Sox are in, Cleveland is in, and Houston is in at this point. So, three out of the five teams are in as far as the American League is concerned.
Coming up, John Cranton of Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas breaking down all the big games, the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six, Bowling Night in America. Recap, they're playing the Tour Championship at East Lake in Atlanta right now. Sans Zach Johnson. Zach did not qualify as in the top 30 of the FedEx Cup standings. Kyle Stanley, who has appeared at the Zach Johnson Foundation Tournament at Elmcrest in the past, he's leading right now by three strokes, six under par with one hole remaining in his round. A group that includes Russell Henley, Gary Woodland, Webb Simpson, and Brooks Koepka, three back.
Yeah. Six under is pretty dang good at East Lake. That is a tough, tough golf course down there in Atlanta. 318, we will take a break, come back. Again, your texts are welcome about Sean Eichhorst being fired as the athletic director of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We'll keep an eye on the text line and read those off as we go. But John Cranton set to join us next, and we'll talk some NFL. We'll talk some college football with John when we return after this here on KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, take in the beauty of the season at a Cedar Rapids golf course. During September, you can play from 7 a.m. until dusk, and in October from 8 a.m. until dusk. And that's at all four Cedar Rapids golf courses, Twin Pines, Ellis, Jones, and Gardner. See special fall rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football team upped their record to 4-0 on the season and 2-0 in district play with a 50-0 blanking of Charles City last Friday. Quinn Schulte accounted for 5 touchdowns, and Jax Jungi ran for 81 yards and a score. The defense held the Comets to 100 yards of offense. The Saints host unbeaten Decorah for first place in the district tomorrow at 7. You can hear the game right here on 1600 AM KGYM. The Xavier volleyball team held off Iowa City West in a terrific match, 3-2 on Tuesday night. The Saints also won the Marion tournament last Saturday, defeating the host Indians in the final match. The Saints will take part in the Dubuque tournament this Saturday.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
We are back, 3:20. The panel will assemble in about 20, 25 minutes or so. We'll have the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, some great games to choose from. And we will do that for you coming up here in just a little bit. Talked about Sean Eichhorst. He is out as the AD at the University of Nebraska. We kicked that around a little bit as well. And, okay, very good. We got that there. You scared me for a moment, Kyle, coming in here. Usually that means things aren't moving along nicely.
Maybe you had a science comment from yesterday.
We did have fun with that, didn't we? We had a good time with that. John Krantz set to join us right now. We're going to have fun with John from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. At Jim Feist Sports is the Twitter handle. JimFeist.com is the website. 90 degrees here in good old Eastern Iowa on September the 21st. John, how you doing?
I am not jealous of that. The weather's less than that here. It's beautiful. It's a little bit windy at times, but hey, the summer's gone here. Life is good. There's only two things I could wish for. That there would be football every single night of the week, and could we please have at least more quarterbacks in the NFL who can actually play, please?
Well, we're kind of interested to see maybe if former Hawkeye C.J. Beathard gets in tonight for the 49ers.
Oh, yeah, the game got going tonight. We're going to see, take a look at him tonight, and you're not a marquee game on some levels, and we got a betting line here of Rams in the rare role of road favorite, a 3-point favorite, and the total has gone down from 42 to 40, so the bettors are looking at maybe a defensive battle tonight. But, you know, the Rams, they had that blowout win under the new coaching staff in the first game and then kind of struggled last week. They do have some talent with Todd Gurley and still have to give Jared Goff some time under this coaching staff. But also, keep in mind, you know, the Rams heading out on the road for the first time this season, and we have seen the Rams play such dreadful football the last couple of years. San Francisco, winless on the year at 0-2, and only 4 field goals under this new offense. The journeyman, Brian Hoyer, has been quarterbacking them, and, you know, at the game they're going to Seattle, 12-9 loss. So, yeah, maybe somebody getting in there instead of Hoyer will improve things. The team as a whole, they might as well. They're on a 5-12 Vegas spread run, including 1-7 at home. So how to look at tonight's game? Well, the Rams are a road favorite. They're 35-15-1 under the total when they head out on the road. Low-scoring games. They're also 5-11 against the spread at San Francisco, so be cautious about backing in the role of road favorite. And then the 49ers at home, 21-8 under the total. The money is moving toward the under, so I'll have to go with kind of a defensive battle, maybe 16-13, but it's definitely going to be a close one. Can't see a lot of scoring tonight.
More NFL to come, but folks anxious to hear your thoughts on Penn State in Iowa Saturday night right down the road in Iowa City, John. Probably a lot of aspects to look at here. What are you thinking? What are the sharp guys thinking? Where's the money going? Let us know.
Well, you know, this looks like, as far as matchups and rivalry and Big Ten, this looks like an even game. And yet, the betting line, the odds makers made Penn State a 12.5-point road favorite. Just remarkable. We've seen the money come in on the defensive battle under from 53 to 52. But this is going to be just a fun game to see at Kinnick Stadium. Because Penn State, high-scoring offense with McSorley and Barkley. Barkley averaging 8.1 yards per carry. He's not going to get that against this Iowa defense, but this Penn State team is just so talented, loaded across the board. The defense already has two shutouts. They've only played three games. However, there are some situational things that favor the Hawkeyes in this one. Penn State is a big favorite here because they've been covering Vegas betting numbers for a while. 12-2 and 2 spread run. They've been just covering numbers. However, this is the first time they go on the road all season. Here they are, a big road favorite, and there's some situational trends that certainly lean toward Iowa. First of all, Iowa's undefeated. They're at home, and they're getting excellent play out of Nate Stanley. 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. We know they already have balance with Wadley in the backfield, and then Nick Easley has been outstanding. So, and they got the new offensive coordinator. Now, Iowa, in the role, when they're playing on the road, they cover Vegas numbers, which we talked about, and that's not been the case at Kinnick Stadium. 4-11-1 against the spread. We saw that last week against North Texas, 19-point favorite, 31-14 win. And then there's one other factor, and that is the revenge factor, because this is just a bad effort by the Hawkeyes a year ago. Penn State blew them out of the water, 41-14. It wasn't even close in the first half, 24-7. The Iowa ground game had 30 yards rushing on 26 carries. They had 4 sacks on the quarterback, Beathard. But we do have a new offensive coordinator who can look at that game and say, all right, we're not going to have the same type of game plan. Let's change it. When these teams play, it's not surprising that home field has been significant, 5-2 against the spread. So with all that said, quite a bit that favors Iowa to keep this one close. I'm not going to agree with this betting line. So I'll go with a 27-24 final either way, but I think it's going to be a thriller on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one as well. Some of the other big games in college football in the Big 12. We'll have this one on Saturday afternoon on KGYM. Defensive mind of TCU against one of the best offenses in the Big 12 and in the country, Mason Rudolph and Oklahoma State. Who do you like in this one?
Boy, let's not overlook this one. A battle of top 20 teams in the country, both undefeated. This TCU team, they're a big underdog here despite being undefeated. 11-point dog, and we've seen the total skyrocket from 64.5 to 70.5. Some of the public looking at a high-scoring game, but I wouldn't be too sure because this TCU defense is incredibly talented. They went to Arkansas, the SEC, won easily 28-7. They held Arkansas to 267 total yards of offense in their home stadium, and that was a week after allowing 65 total yards in a blowout win over Jackson State. Now, they come off a win over SMU that was a bit of a struggle. It was 28-22 at the half, but in the end, they blew them out 56-36, but not a great effort by the Horned Frog defense, so you have to wonder where's the truth with this TCU defense. I actually think they're very talented and will bounce back. And then the offense, Kenny Hill is playing very well. They got a sophomore running back in Darius Anderson, 6.2 yards per carry, so he's got a balanced offense and a very strong defense in the role of underdog here. Oklahoma State has lots of weapons, too, with Mason Rudolph, 11 touchdowns, 1 interception. They got Justice Kill in the background. James Washington is an outstanding wide receiver, so they can kill you in so many ways, and they've been killing everybody, including Pitt, 59-21 blowout, which means the Cowboys are third in the country in total yards, over 600 per game, 56 points per game. However, this TCU team is for real. I expect this one to be a close game, and it's a revenge game, too, from the point of view of the Horned Frogs, who were at home last year, and they got beat badly by Oklahoma State, 31-6, a bit of an aberration for a good team. That was the worst loss of the season for TCU. So I'm going to have to look at maybe TCU keeps this close, but I think the better play is the under because these two defenses are actually pretty good. TCU 8-3 under the total. So I'll go with the 34-27 final score, relatively close, but I don't know what defense and some of these odds makers think.
One of the games on your list, John, is UNLV and Ohio State. And you might be a little bit more familiar with UNLV. This is the team that lost to Howard in the opener, John. How can they possibly cover?
They were playing too.
How can you?
You mean that's not a marquee Big Ten game this weekend?
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's a funny game because you got a total here, a number of 39.5. The Buckeyes now 40.5. People are actually betting Ohio State to crush this team. You know, actually, I'll ask you guys: which of these two teams is averaging more yards on offense?
Probably UNLV.
Yeah, they are. That's the only thing they can do well. They had a lot of points against Howard, but let's not forget, they were a 45-point favorite and lost straight up. That was the biggest upset in Vegas college football history when you look at the betting numbers. And, you know, a year ago they actually stepped up to play Alabama. They got blown out 52-6, but they actually played pretty well against Stanford, 27-10. So really the question is Ohio State really going to be into this game? Well, Ohio State has their Big Ten opener on deck against Rutgers. Yeah, they're a huge favor, so they're really going to want to run it up against UNLV. So it's pretty clear that after giving up 309 yards rushing to Howard, UNLV is not going to be able to stop the Buckeye ground game, and that's going to keep the chains and the clock moving. So are they going to be able to get over this betting line? I would say no. It's probably a game Ohio State doesn't care that much about. So I'll go with 59-20 final, maybe a high-scoring game, but one of the more unusual games of the weekend.
John Grant joining us from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas, and you can check them out at jimfeist.com. Let's turn our attention to the National Football League, and well, we'll start with this one. Why not? The Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers, and that will be at and maybe in front of 27,000 people in Los Angeles. We'll wait and see on that. A lot of Chiefs fans I have seen on the internet are making their way to Los Angeles. Can the Chiefs go to 3-0?
No, they're going to have a record crowd on 28,000. Well, let's call the Chiefs the best team in the AFC. They're certainly one of the top three. They're only a 3-point favorite here at San Diego. I've seen some fours, but I mean, shouldn't Kansas City be a bigger favorite? This is the number two offense in the NFL as far as yards and number two in points, 34.5 points per game. They played a couple of good teams, too, in the Patriots and the Eagles, and everything clicking for them. You got Terry Hill you can go to. You got Kareem Hunt, who's been sensational, 7.6 yards per carry. Oh, let's not forget Travis Kelce. And I think the strength of the Kansas City Chiefs is actually the defense. They allowed just 6 points in that first half last week as they came back to beat the Eagles. It's a well-coached team with depth and balance. They're a perfect 7-0 against the Vegas number when they head out on the road. That's tough to do in the NFL. And then there's the Chargers. I mean, here they are 0-2. They've only been outscored by 5 points per game, about 5 points total per game. But, you know, we saw this last year. They played a lot of close games, but they find ways to lose it. And when you take a closer look at them, they're a rebuilding team. They wanted to have better balance this season to take the pressure off Phillip Rivers. We're not seeing it at all. Melvin Gordon, 2.5 yards per carry. They are the second worst rushing team in the NFL, 54 yards per game. That's because the offensive line still isn't any good. And the defense, too, is very weak across the board. So when you look at some of the technicals, Kansas City has covered 4 consecutive games at, well, San Diego, Los Angeles. They've also 5-2 against the spread, and the Chargers at home, 5-17 against the spread. So they didn't cover games in San Diego. Why are they covering with nobody in the stands? And keep in mind, Andy Reid, one of the best coaches in the league, 20-8 against the spread when he faces the AFC. In the role of road favorite, 13-6 against the spread. That's another sign of excellent coaching. You not only win games, but you cover, particularly on the road. So the Kansas City should be a bigger favorite here. I think they roll like 27-17.
Chicago Bears 0-2, John, just a brutal schedule. And not only is it the Steelers this week, but then Green Bay, Minnesota, Baltimore, Carolina, and the beat goes on. What do you have for the Steelers and the Bears this week?
Well, the Bears are averaging 12 points per game. Normally you'd say, well, that's worse than the league, right? No, it's only 25th in the league, which shows you how bad some of the offenses have been. The Bengals just 4.5 points per game. But the thing with Chicago, they're rebuilding. The defense has not looked as good as they did in preseason, even last year, particularly against the run. They look great against Atlanta defensively, and then they go to Tampa Bay last week, and just nothing gets going on the defensive side of the ball. The strength is still the offensive line, with being the rookie, Tariq Cohen, playing well, and you got Jordan Howard, too. So they have that as a strength they can lean to if a game is close or if they want to pound it against some weaker defensive lines in the game. But not a great passing attack. Mike Glennon, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They do cover Vegas numbers at Soldier Field, 5-1 against the spread at home. But into town, they're a big home underdog. Again, we saw this in week one, and here they are anywhere from an 8 to 9 point favorite against the undefeated Steelers. Thing is, the Steelers, their defense has improved, particularly in the secondary, and we know how much talent they have on offense. Le'Veon Bell hasn't even gotten going yet because of the contract holdout. They've kind of taking him a notch down just because they don't want to see him get him injured, but they haven't had to in these two games. But the thing is, the situation last week That was an emotional game the Steelers had. They were at home. It was Dan Rooney Day. I talked to some handicappers in town who are from that area. They loved Pittsburgh last week against the Vikings, which I thought was going to be a close game, and they were right. And here's another one, though, where they're heading now out on the road. So can you really lay 8 or 9 points with this team heading out on the road after we saw Chicago play so well against Atlanta at home? So I'll have to go with a closer game than the odds makers say. Maybe Pittsburgh 27-20. Can't see them pulling the upset, but tough situational spot for the Steelers in this one.
Let's get one more in here, John. Let's go. I think one of the intriguing games of the weekend, the Seattle Seahawks defenses look good. The offense has sputtered a little bit, though. Taking on the Tennessee Titans, who may be the favorites in the AFC South, probably are the favorites in the AFC South.
Yeah, kind of a big win, a big game for both teams sitting here at 1-1. Seattle, a road favorite of 2.5. And we've seen the total come down from 44 to 42.5. And you have to wonder about Seattle. I mean, we saw their bad offensive line last year. Have they fixed that? Well, no, after two games. The Russell Wilson was under constant pressure in that opening game against Green Bay, and then three more sacks against the 49ers last week. On the ground game, average of 3.5 yards per carry. So, you know, Seattle offense, anywhere from stagnant to troubled. It's a major concern. They've failed to cover 5 consecutive games on the road, and this is one heck of a road trip, 3,000 miles to the East Coast, and they're in the role of road favorite. Tennessee, nice up-and-coming young team that they're building here. They played pretty well defensively against the powerhouse Oakland Raiders, giving up 26 points in that opening day loss. And then last week, they went to Jacksonville and just blew the Jaguars out of the water, 37-16. They've got an improved defense. It's an attacking unit, and they like to run the football, all of which means I can't see this being a high-scoring game with Seattle's offensive line struggles, the Titans running the football with Mariota. If you're looking to back the home dog, Tennessee just 7-22-2 against the spread at home. So I'm going to have to look at a battle of field goals here. This is going to be a high-scoring game at all. So I'll go with a 16-13 overtime game, but not much scoring at all.
Plenty more at Jim Feist Sports, John. And please tell folks about it and let us in on a free play if you have one.
Sure, ProLineTV.com. Jim Feist and Dave Koken are on ProLine this week, analyzing some of the NFL games going on Sunday as well. He says, some betting tips, a couple of free plays. I'll go with Iowa to keep it very close against Penn State, and I think Kansas City Chiefs win by 10 points or more. You can also check out some of the free plays daily and free stuff at jimfeist.com.
I will take the Chiefs going to 3-0 any way possible. So thank you, John. I appreciate it. Hey, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. I'll see you later, guys.
All right. There you go, John Krant from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We will take a look at our Corridor Team of the Week, and we'll have a Bowling Night in America update, and then later on it will be the panel getting together for the Pick 6. All that and more here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
There's no better time than right now to protect your family. So if you're like me and have been putting off getting term life insurance, you have to call SelectQuote. Here's the SelectQuote difference. Most companies give you one option, one policy, and one rate. But SelectQuote gives you options, lots of options. SelectQuote shops and can get you up to 15 options from highly rated life insurers. I want you to make the free call today and review your options. Call 1-800-290-0303. SelectQuote has been in business since 1985. I trust them and their licensed U.S. agents because they've already protected over 1.2 million families. For example, a 40-year-old male that takes cholesterol medication could get $500,000 in life insurance for under $25 a month. That could be your cost to protect your family. I want you to give SelectQuote a call at 1-800-290-0303 or go to SelectQuote.com today for a totally free personal quote. 1-800-290-0303. That's 1-800-290-0303. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 0.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, so you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Hi, this is Tiki Barber. My football career taught me the importance of being prepared for game time. And now that I own multiple businesses, being prepared means having capital when I need it. That's where Cabbage comes in with flexible lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds when you need them without reapplying. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses. Get started at cabbage.com/gametime or 888-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K, 888-CABBAGE.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
3:39, back with you. We'll get the panel together coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. 1600 AM, 106.3, you will get Thursday Night Football. It'll be the San Francisco 49ers taking on the L.A. Rams. And then 107.5 FM, you'll join up with the Twins and the Tigers coming your way tonight. Each week, we salute a different team in the corridor as our Corridor Team of the Week, our Spotlight Team of the Week. It is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, Local 1269 with City Local 678 in Waterloo and Dubuque. And this week, we are going to honor the Linmar Boys Golf Team. They won the Big Tiger Invitational up at Beaver Hills in Cedar Falls on Tuesday with a 317. Actually tied the host Tigers, but won on the tiebreaker, which is the fifth player score. And congratulations to Cole Yearling. He was a medalist with a 74, co-medalist up there for the Linmar Boys Golf Team, having a very good year. So congratulations to head coach Chris James, who's not a bad golfer in his own right.
No,
he is not. And the Linmar Boys Golf Team, they are our Corridor Spotlight Team of the Week. Rusty Nails are not eligible for said prize. But we had Bowling Night in America last night, Mark. And this wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
Tight matchup with Capriotti's, but a successful one for the Rusty Nails. 3-1, won two games and the series.
Came down to the last ball, two balls of the last frame.
It was bowl anchor.
That'd be one,
I usually do.
That'd be one Scott Cleese came through.
I'm not surprised he came through.
Way to go, Chunk.
8-4 on the year for your, the Rusty Nails, tied for fourth. Durline Scale just racing by everybody at 11-1, getting out of the gate very, very quickly. You told me the lanes were – I didn't bowl last night. You told me the lanes were really tough.
They were tough. I think the toughest I have ever seen last night. Everyone was kind of shaking their head a little bit last night.
Only won 700, won Ryan Bundy. Conquered the lanes with a 290 game and a 754 series, by far the top series in the league. Again, there was only one 700.
600s and above last night. And, and league average is 187 in the Evergreen League.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual.
So everyone was kind of shaking their head a little bit last night.
But a good night. Next week, we bowl ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We have an uneven number of teams in the league, so every now and then you bowl what's called the blind. And you get done quickly as you want.
Sure.
And you try to bowl within 50 pins of your average. So see if we can overcome ourselves next week.
Yeah. It's all up to us. There's nobody else to blame next week if it doesn't work. So we will look forward to that. We haven't done that. I've never done that. So this is going to be a little unusual next week.
If you have any questions about open bowling, league bowling, equipment, I want to throw a party out there, May City Bowl. Give them a call, 362-0136. Of course, you can always visit the website, too, at maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. And we will take a break. Panel will assemble. We'll have the Carl Nerney's Pick 6 coming your way after this here on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
This is a Jim Scott Unash. Get ready for Xavier football action tomorrow afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. Unash and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
3:45, back with you here on the Gym Class Thursday edition. As you heard a little bit earlier on, tomorrow we will have our tailgate tour. We will be live on the campus of Xavier as the Saints get ready to take on Decorah. Number 9, Decorah. Number 1, Xavier. That is one of our two unbeaten battles in high school football coming up tomorrow. Alex and his crew will be down at West High as it'll be the Trojans taking on Cedar Rapids Prairie as 4A district play getting underway. Again, we'll be at Xavier tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. Time now for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City on Highway 1 West. Our winner is going to get a $30 gift card from Carl and Ernie's, and we will ask for 6 contestants later, not right now, later. And if you have won with the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, please do not call in for another 30 days. Let some of our other great listeners have a shot at it. So, with that put to bed, I turn it over to the other side. I can see him, the top of him, the czar of the Pick 6, Todd Brommelkamp.
I understand that Mark Dukes won last week and that we have a hole to dig ourselves out of again this year. This is a trend that I do not like, the Gym Class putting things together on the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, but I believe that I've got 6 games here that could swing the tide back in the direction of my squad. Mark, you're going to pick the first game here. I have no idea why this one was selected for the Pick 6, but Miami is hosting the University of Toledo Rockets this weekend, and Miami is a 13.5-point favorite over the Fightin' Balbadots.
Where can we listen to this game?
Why?
Why do you ask?
Miami playing its first game in 3 weeks because, of course, the Hurricanes, and Toledo off to 3-0 start. This line looks weird. Give me Miami.
Boo! Kyle is up next with his pick. Pick a microphone, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take Toledo with this one. I don't think Miami's as good as that number would indicate. I'm going to take Toledo.
Todd Brommelkamp, you have been waiting 4 days to make this pick.
Are
right?
they suiting up Kareem Hunt anytime soon in a Toledo uniform?
Better not be.
This is really tough with Miami having sat idle for so long, and for that reason, I will take Toledo.
Hmm.
I flipped a coin on this one. I'm going to go with the U.
With the U on this one. We'll get Sean's picks coming up.
It doesn't really matter. Sean's going to be selected last anyway, right?
That seems to be the trend. You talked about trends when you opened up the segment here, but I think Miami is going to want to hit somebody really hard that's wearing a different color jersey after not playing in 3 weeks. I'll throw the 13.5 and take Miami. That's my theme for the week, by the way.
Kyle, TCU is at Oklahoma State this week, a showdown of top 25 teams, and Oklahoma State is an 11.5-point favorite at home.
TCU doesn't have the defense that they have in the past few years, at least I don't think so. Okie State just blew the doors off Pittsburgh. I think they stay hot. I'm taking Okie State.
I am going to go... Look, he's 50 years old now instead of 40, and he's got a glorious mullet. And I have to go with Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State based solely on the fact that he has better hair than Gary Patterson, who I understand... Some people feel could be the next head football coach at the University of Nebraska if the next AD at Nebraska is the guy who's in charge at TCU right now.
Uh-oh.
Wishful thinking. I'll take the Cowboys.
Very good.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. I think TCU is a decent third in the Big 12 behind the two teams with the best quarterbacks. That would be Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma and then Mason Rudolph at Oklahoma State. So I'll say Oklahoma State wins this and covers the, you said 11.5 points.
11.5.
Yeah, I'll go with Oklahoma State.
Scott.
We're going to get Sean because I think Sean is on the line. So this is what we deem in the industry fill.
It's a fine, well-oiled machine that we have here.
We're filling at this point. This is the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six, brought to you by Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. With that, we bring in Sean. Sean, look forward to seeing you on Saturday, buddy. How you doing?
Hot. Hot in hell.
It's hot.
Sorry, I missed your call. I didn't recognize the number. I thought it was a bill collector.
Well, you know, we're collecting picks here. We'll ask you the first one. You've only missed one. Well,
yeah,
so
you're going to make back-to-back picks here, Sean. We've got Miami as a 13.5-point favorite at home against Toledo, and Oklahoma State as an 11.5-point favorite at home against TCU.
Well, I can't go for Toledo. Reasons for that. So I'll take Miami. And then what did you say, Oklahoma State?
11.5 at home, yes.
Yeah, I'll take Oklahoma State as well.
All right, very good. I'm going to make it 5 out of 5. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are going to play twice this year, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark.
And we'll probably split.
Mark.
Oklahoma State's so good. But you know what? For argument's sake, for the sake of the panel, allowing you guys to maybe get back into the running here, maybe, I'll take TCU.
This is a delicious game coming up this weekend at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Rutgers opens Big Ten play for the Huskers. Nebraska, a 14-point favorite, a 2-touchdown favorite over Rutgers. All of the mess going on in Lincoln.
How did Sean react to that result last week in Lincoln?
I'm sure he probably loved it.
I love everything that's going on in Nebraska. Love it.
Call me crazy, but I will take Nebraska to cover the 14 here.
Can't do it. I just can't do it. I'll go with the Scarlet Knights.
Sean, are you going to be going with the Scarlet Knights? I have a feeling.
Absolutely. I think they're going to win the game. I don't know who they're going to fire after this game.
It's
going to be somebody.
I'm going to go with the post-firing bump. I'm call me crazy with Todd, but I'm going to go with them. Rutgers is still bad. They're still bad. Nebraska's going to win.
You can't play Morgan State every week.
No, you can't.
Unfortunately for Rutgers. Mark?
Give me Nebraska.
Nebraska only beat Arkansas State by 7. I think Rutgers is better than them. I think they keep it close.
Ah, the old transitive property taking Rutgers. How about this?
It's not the transitive property.
He's Mr. Science, by the way. Did you know that?
a number of things at this point. Purdue is hosting Michigan. And look at this one. A 9.5-point spread here at Rossade Stadium in favor of Michigan, Alex.
I like the way that Purdue has started this season. I think they could win 6 or 7 games this year.
Do it.
Come on. Let's do it. I'll take Purdue.
All right. One for the Boilers. Sean, Michigan at Purdue.
I'm
going to
take Michigan.
Oliver Martin might be getting into the fray, by the way. I think that'd be pretty cool. We'll see. Oliver Martin or not, first sellout since the,
Since Orville Redenbacher was on the campus at West Lafayette.
Yeah, since Bob Greasy may have been playing. But they're going to fill Ross Aid this week, and I don't think they're going to win it, but I think they're going to keep it close. I will take Purdue in 9.5 points. Thank you. Mark.
Purdue's certainly on the move, but I don't think quite ready for prime time. I can see this being 31-21. Give me Michigan.
That's Oppo Hook. Kyle.
Purdue.
That's very simple. I like that.
Look, I think Michigan is a little bit overrated, and we've talked about that this team coming into the season. A lot of people thought Michigan was thought higher of than they actually deserved. Go ahead and give me Purdue. Until further notice, I am on the train with Jeff Brohm and the Boilermakers.
We went through their schedule. They may win 8.
Sean, game number 5, Notre Dame at Michigan State, and the Spartans are getting 4.5 points at home in their last game before Iowa next week.
I would love Notre Dame and Nebraska to play each other in a bowl game with losing records. That'd be perfect. Give me the Big Ten.
Going Michigan State. This is a big game for D'Antonio. They need this to get back in the spotlight, and I think they're going to do it. I think Michigan State's going to win this game. Give me Sparty.
That's a tough line, Todd.
Isn't it?
Give me Notre Dame.
I'm taking Michigan State.
I'm with Scott. Michigan State wins this game outright, and Brian Kelly starts to feel
Going to Lincoln?
Something on his pants, and it's not hemorrhoids. Seat's getting a little warm there. Alex.
I agree with you guys. I think this is a really tough one. I'll take Michigan State.
Mark, you're either going to win this week or you're going to get last.
Or you could be in as bad a shape as Dominica, which I didn't even know existed. I thought it was the Dominican Republic. It's actually a separate island. Speaking of islands, I don't think anybody's going to wind up on one here, but we'll see Penn State, a 12-point favorite, coming into Kinnick Stadium this weekend, and the tiebreaker, Saquon Barkley rushing yards, not receiving yards, not total yards, rushing yards against Iowa, Scott.
We just heard from John Cranton. He likes a close game in this one, and there's a magic tonight games at Kinnick. I'm not sure Iowa's going to win it, but I like those 12 points, so I will take Iowa getting 12, and I will take 99 because I like the movie Get Smart.
99 red balloons, just like they let after the scores at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. They may be holding on to the balloons a while this weekend against Rutgers.
Listen, once the energy subsides at Kinnick Stadium, I don't think this is a very good spot for Iowa. Penn State, much too talented, and as far as Barkley, at times it's easy as 1, 2, 3.
So if I'm reading between the lines there, Penn State and 123 yards for Mark.
Very perceptive.
The man of few words.
Have you
Mr.
figured
Science.
Out that center Barry game yet?
Oh, just wait. Just wait for Saturday's Gazette.
Kyle.
I don't really think that Iowa can win this game, but I do expect them to keep it closer than 12. So I'll take Iowa. And then for Barkley, I'm going to say 112 yards.
112.
I know what I predicted for the final score of this game, and I'm not exactly sleeping well at night thinking that I nailed this one on the head. But I have Iowa losing to Penn State on Saturday, but within the margin of error, as I like to refer to the point spread. I think this is about an 8-point game, so God help us all here, but I will take Iowa. And you know what? I think Saquon Barkley, you know what? No. In honor of my former co-host who's not here, 1. Maybe he gets hurt. Maybe he doesn't make the trip. Then I win. Alex?
How's the pick 6 going on the animal, by the way?
going against my better judgment, night games, Penn State coming into Kinnick Stadium. I'll say that, Penn State does cover up the spread. I just don't think this is a good matchup for Iowa. And I will go with 80 for Saquon Barkley.
See, I got a 79-yard cushion there.
There you go. Maybe. Sean's got his pick.
I don't think the energy at Kinnick is going to subside. I think it's going to be crazy, like normal, on the night game. And I'm going to take the Hawks to win. I think they're going to win. If it's close, they're going to win. It better be close.
So much energy, there's 4,000 tickets left, Sean.
Well, what's with that? Come on, people. I mean, what more do you want? Get these tickets sold. But I was going to win, and I think Barkley gets his yards. I'm going to say 120.
120 for the tiebreaker there. We need six callers now, 319-366-1600. Opening up at regular hours for the night game, Sean, at both locations?
Yep, I'm going to let my employees rest a little bit in the morning, and we'll be open at 11 o'clock, and the kitchen stays open until 2 a.m. at both places. So we'll be ready for everybody after the game, celebrate a big win.
All right, and both places being Carl and Ernie's as well as Coach's Corner, where we'll be for the pre- and post-game coverage of Iowa and Penn State. 319-366-1600. Six callers. Pick one of the prognosticators, and whoever did the best job or stunk the least, you're going to get the $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's.
Hey, you might have some news on Jared Utoff on the show, huh?
Yeah, it looks like Jared Utoff has found a new NBA home, and we may or may not look west today for a discussion topic as well.
Ah, yes. Sean, we'll see you Saturday, buddy.
See you guys later. Big win Saturday night. Go Hawks.
All right. 319-366-1600. That is the phone number. You mentioned what's coming up on the show. Mark will be at Xavier tomorrow. I'll see you then.
See you out there.
All right. It's been the gym class. Stay tuned. Tom Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the good year.